in Simen Shem Chafes Sif Lamatess. In order to apiktivizen, apiktoizen. What does apiktoizen mean? Pirish orach apik tfe zun, removing the extra food. Klimer, lahitzi oidef hamozen, the haino gromas ki, the person is going to cause himself to regurgitate. The person will. So, I feel b'chol, you should not do that even on the weekdays. Mishum hefsad ochlem, because it ends up the food which was wasted. If a person overate significantly and therefore he's in significant discomfort. So on the weekdays you can use medication for that purpose. On Shabbos you can't, because that's a refuah, but you can do it by causing yourself to gag by using your hand to create the gag reflex and then throwing up. Okay, Kufav Gimel Inoisin, the Hanul Kadeshi He Royev Yasakach Lechel Harbe. So, you know, the bulimic type of approach. A person eats a lot, then throws up, and then he's able to eat more. So you ended up wasting the food. The food was just for the process of eating, not for the process of satiating. Asr Basam, the Dharma of the Rafua, Xer Mish Mushkika Samamonim. This goes into this Rafua, which is also because of a concern a person might come to grind the herbs. Mem, hakoshish b'meyov, person who has discomfort in his intestinal tract, stomach and his gastrointestinal tract. Motolitein aleim kais, sherim menochamen, avapisha dain yesh behevel. So a person should not take a cup which has hot water in it. Because that's dangerous. But let's say you poured out the hot water, so now you have this hot cup which you want to put against the stomach to relieve the pain. So that's mutter, because there's no medication involved in that process. Even though there's a little bit of steam moisture which is still there, that's not a problem. Okay. In other words, we don't look at that as considered the person doing rechitz on his body, which is also because of rechitz, independent of this or of refuah. Okay, kuf chafei, little am kais, the hanosh kafei al tabur the misha chash v'meyav. So where they did it was they would take the cup and turn it upside down onto the person's by his navel. And as the cup would cool, it would expand and it would create a vacuum. So he was able to use that to sort of move the intestines around and settle them if they were getting twisted or whatever it was, so he could sort of manipulate. Fine. He wants to put warm cloths. He wants to take a heated piece of brick or charosim, wrap it inside of a towel and put it against the body just for the warmth. So those are all wonder. Okay. We came out before that using a hot water bottle, we said before, was mutter. The Mishabura grappled with this issue. If the problem is because of sakana, so the hot water bottle doesn't have the sakana. If the problem is because using a hot water bottle looks like refuah, the issue looks like refuah, so that would be a problem once you have water there. So even the hot water bottle should be also. So he said, in the case of need, you can rely on the opinion which is mekel. So
is that because he said that the reason the cup is a problem is because it was dangerous? A full cup of water.
We said two reasons over there. We said one, because it's dangerous. So once it's closed, it's not dangerous.
Okay.
So that would make it mutter. Or the reason why the cup which has water in it is a problem, because once it has water, it looks more like a refuah issue. So an argument would be that the hot water bottle looks like a refuah issue. Then it would be usher. So in the time of the case of person has if a person needs it, where they have a lot of pain, so he can be samach l'kula. Now, even though we said that there's a little bit of hevel, humilash on the tour, we have another source of chiddush. Either the name of kemoy the usher lichas becham and kemoy can call cham and usher the gufoy fechashmin the mutter. We don't argue that this goes under like isav rechitza. Okay, the isav of brisa Shabbos the memem abeis mechem adam alunti is a meniachal b'nei meyav b'Shabbos. You can heat up a towel and put it on your body. Tiko the tour of mal leyav l'shimin shin chavav sevav b'hagav. Sharsin says a second argument that maybe that once it has moisture there, it looks more like a refuah issue. It's either potentially it's a rechitza issue, or alternatively it's a refuah issue. And the answer is it's neither. The chiddush is that neither of these concerns are a concern. Okay, memal misha nishtaker, a person who became inebriated. So there apparently was some type of a way to address that by rubbing the palms of his hands and feet with oil. So that's what they do on Shabbos. That which it awakens him from the drunken stupor, however the process worked, that's not called refuah. A person can use snuff and put it into his nostrils. Whether he's doing it because he tends towards getting sinus infections, and by putting it over there, he sneezes and dislodges the mucus which is there and prevents that. Whether, because he wants to do that to awaken him from his state of being drunk. So why is it mutter? He's being mechabim for refuah. So we saw multiple times things which people do not for refuah purposes and became a standardized normal thing. So then I'm allowed to do it even though I personally am mechabim for refuah. Now, b'shemen me'melach b'rabin yachad. So we add the word melach into the shulchan aruch. It's a salted oil type of a combination. Okay. Membeis, amis amlin. So a person can't be misamel. What does that mean? The hainu shadaris al leguf b'kayach k'esha yiga v'yazia. So it's a strong massage that they would pound on the body to cause the person to sweat. And the belief being the sweating would take out whatever illness was there. That's refuah. V'asa litkoi k'reisoi shaltina k'reish l'hoitzi horei. Similar type of idea, you pressing against the child's stomach to force him to have a bowel movement is also. Mr. Burkul Khaptas, the Kayak Ritzalamar, Shapashtan Makapan Zura Same with name Akrayam Mishaman Mazian. The person would be doing arm stretches back out and in, and leg stretches. Which is arm stretches. That would cause him to sweat. That's all, sir. Um, simple massaging with the goal is not the sweating, it's just simply just to rub the body, make it feel, just make it relax more. That's not osur. This goes under the sort of refuah, causing it to sweat. We'll see in the next sif that actions which you do not through samamonim are mutter. So why over here is it also? You're not doing it with samamonim, you're not doing it with herbs. So yesh lomar the kibush department mevian hazeya ala kholo gam ken ayele samamonim. But a person who's ill, which we feel needs to sweat, to, let's say, break a sweat in order to reduce his temperature, there are medications which we can give which will cause him to break a sweat. So this process of breaking a sweat can be done either physically or medicinally. Then that's already osur. That was remarked in the cases later on, that actions which there's no herbs involved in them. The reason why they're mutter is because the only way you can do them is through these actions. You can't do them through herbs. So there's no gzeirah of shkikas hamamonim over there. But something which you can do either through herbs or through physical activity. Even the physical activity is going to be yasser, because you might do it with herbs and you might come to grand herbs. Shin and shiasser refu acheris. So sometimes we use these herbs to cause the ill person to sweat. Now we're worried if we want the person to sweat, we might do the other approach. But in the next sif, in sif mem gimel, the case is given there, there's no way to do them through samamonim. The only way you can do them is through a physical act. So then that's mutter. Medal, if he might have a skin on the ale, but if he's dying, he still ain't some shoes to run on the color shape of the sakana, keep my machinery. But that was, if these are termed rabbanon, you can't have a goy, you can't have a Jew do it unless you're doing it with a shinri. Even though it's a rabbanon, can I have a bidurero? Feel like you're the color shape of the sakana? Even if he's enough on the mishkov, and yet Allah said as a machalashi mezakana. Anderson darbar zeh kima yirei shinui. So, but this act is an act which is also a rabbanon. You need to do it with a shinui. Kol shkenim hu rak bori shekoshish. So that's even the case that the person is a nafal mishkan, and he's a bona fide chayla shem mezakana. We said that there's still limitations, and in Israel cannot do something for the chayla. The chayla can't do something for himself, which would involve even a rabbanon unless he does it with a shinui. So kalba chaymer, if the person is not even a chayla, he's just a bari shechayish, a bari which has a little bit of a concern. So he's not an awful mishka. We say, I'm sorry, sir, you can't do these things. That which we rub on the person's muscles, those are worn out in order to make them take away their this feeling of exhaustion. So even if you consider him a bori, but if the purpose is to make it, to give it more strength, that itself is also. According we said from the Magen Avraham. Way Mr. Burr learns it. So again, the same idea. We're doing a physical act of pressing on the child's stomach to cause him to have a bowel movement. That's a physical act. But this act of encouraging or trying to make the body relieve can be done herbally. There's medicines which you can use to induce a bowel movement. So we're afraid if we allow him to do X. By the physical actions, he might end up doing it through some money. Okay. Now, a katan is a little bit of a sakana. So the whole there over here is refuah. Refuah is mutter for a katan, for a chalas shem sakana, and a katan has a din of a chalas shem sakana. So in the rest of the issue, they raised this question. He brings from Ravosner Zatzal from the Shevet Alevi that we're talking about a scenario that average scenario that the fact the child hasn't relieved himself doesn't mean that there's a danger. But in a case where the child is in tremendous pain and he's crying, etc., so you'd be allowed to do this activity of this action of pressing. Excuse me. In order to help the child relieve himself, because then he'll have a din of a chayla. Sif mem gimel. Sif mem gimel. The first case we really mentioned before, Mr. Burr says that since it's a quote from the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch wanted to follow the language of the Rambam totally. And the Rambam puts the next few cases together. So the first example we had before, you would take this cup, which is hot, you place it on the tabur, it creates a vacuum, and now you're able to move, pull in the intestines, pull it up. I guess it would be relevant to the case of it was herniated. Furthermore, we're allowing the person to pull up on his ears. Sometimes part of the ear seems to like droop, so if a person wants to like push it back into place, he can do that. Mahal is unkali. Down to nuk shem keneged alev shenichvav letzad panim. So I think it means that the place where the rib cage presses against the sternum, so the sternum normally should be further forward. Whatever reason the sternum got pushed back. Now the ribs are attached to the sternum through cartilage. So the cartilage is flexible to some extent. So that could happen. Now the person wants to, like, as it were, push it back into place. Says you're allowed to do that. Sholechem ha'elu ein oisim besamonim k'dei she'nochesh l'shkika v'yesh lo tzar mihem. These are cases of tzar. So we're going to be matter something, and the real concern doesn't exist, because the whole issue of doing refuah, even the action, is because you might give some type of medicine, and medicine is also because you might grind the medicine. Well, these things aren't done by grinding anything, so there's no gzeira. So that's why these are mutter. We're really repeating ourselves. We said this before in Sev Mem. It makes sense to quote over here, even we already said it before, because we're quoting the full language of the Rambam, where the Rambam combines these two cases together. Alatabur, so they put it on around the navel and they move it around. Now, I do not know what haib mutter means in Yiddish. Now, theoretically, you could Google it. I'm just wondering if it's some type of a hernia to the intestine that was pulled out, can be pulled out through the break in the abdominal wall, so the intestine can be pulled out, so you're pushing the intestines back in through this process of pulling up further up, and it pulls the intestine, draws it back in. I don't know. How it says nine giddy house nine shpamim shiardim lamatam is parkim as nine. That which holds the ears in place, sort of like loosened, so we need to push it back into place. Then we have the case of the tzunuch, which is connected to lev, which, because it's pressed in, it's affecting his ability to breathe. So there's no gezeira of shchikas hamamonim, because these things don't We don't have ability to do that, and the person has sar. So even though the gzeira is a grashi, if the whole reason why it's also a gzeira, you might do samonim, and these things can't be done with samonim, what's the gzeira? Right, so what we have is a grash, not rashi. So the Mishnah Berurah, we have a problem of uvdurachol, an independent problem of uvdurachol. This is a weekday type of activity. But since there's sar, that's going to override and permit that. Okay, Mem Dalet. Rechazin b'mei grora, b'mei chamton, b'mei teverya, ma'am yafim shabayam hagadol, avishahem maluchin. So I'm washing in these various different places, and the water there is salty water, as opposed to sweet water. So why is that mutter? Shekain derek lirchets b'hem alecha hakochel refuah ka'ovid. Some people take baths, even healthy people will take a bath in this thing which is salty. Avol. So if it's not obvious, you're doing it for a refuah. Avol loy v'mayim haroyim shebayam agadol b'mei mishra shem ma'usim main derech lirchas b'hem el refuah. So if a person goes to, mei mishra is where you would soak the flax fibers and the flax plant, and after the plant sits in the water for a certain period of time, the plant starts to decay. And eventually it falls away, and you're left with the flax fibers, which remain into linen. So, if that's what May Mishra does to the plant, you can imagine it has all this decaying type of material in it. It's not going to be very pleasant to wash yourself in it. So why are you doing it? Well, apparently it must be that there's some reason why this is considered a refuah. So that's why it would be also. But even these type of things, the person goes in a line and a rice, he goes in and it quickly comes out, that's not obvious he's doing it for the purposes of refuah. But so if it just goes in and out quickly, it looks like he's, you know, even if it's a somewhat smelly type of water, but if it's cool and he's very hot, a person would immerse himself in those the first short period, very brief period of time, just to cool off quickly. Okay, Mr. Bura, Kuflam and Zion. So we said, and you're allowed to wash yourself in the May Grora, May Chamta, May Tveria, Mayam Yavin, Shabayam Agadol, even though the Maluchim. Pirish. Even though he personally is intending to be Refuah, Kiman Sherechim's a Bereim Mutzah. So the same thing we had before, but he's doing something which people which are totally healthy do. So it's not Nick is doing for Refuah, that's Mutzah. So this halacha actually will depend on the time. If it develops a time that people only go to the chamei teveria for refuah purposes, so then it will be also to do it on Shabbos, because then it's nikkur, you're doing it for refuah. Meluchim, pirish shemoyel mezek sas the rapus, the being salted is beneficial. The affiliation chotatim berusha gam ken mutter. So even if he has chotatim like a psoriasis, so that's also mutter. I'm not sure what the flow is. How we get to. He's putting it on his head. He's putting it like shampoo. Okay. And he may shrimp sharm shampishim who did piyama shall stem. Or the Dead Sea, I guess once upon a time was not considered direct to immerse oneself there. Nowadays also it's not really direct to immerse yourself there because you can't float. You float. Okay. So the, over there, the waters are repulsive, and therefore it's obvious he's only, the only reason why a person would be willing to do this is because there's a refuah element to it. Okay, what is mashalshim? There's water which they would use to cool the body off, and that would cause a person to develop diarrhea. So we're not actually talking about the water, which is mixed with the, we're talking about the act of washing the, one's body with this cold water seems to be beneficial. So you can't do that. We'll have a tip for Tobin boy. They should call Elut Sarheim. See across the Shabbos earning. So the reason why it's also, the Rambam says, is not because of refuah, it's because you're creating a situation of discomfort on Shabbos. He's going to be now, now that he's taken his this water, which is mishalshal, so he's going to be uncomfortable continuing the rest of the day like that. Because it's our aim, see across the Shabbos earning. Ah, kind of shernoi of the Rambam. Shabbos has to be, we're supposed to designate Shabbos as a day of celebration. So drinking the mashkim v'shalshol, so either it goes to the zit, even if it doesn't go into the, these other concerns, you have a problem of, you're creating the discomfort for yourself, and that's not medication. A person will have to run to the bathroom multiple times. It's uncomfortable.
Really, the word mishalshal
causes diarrhea. Shilshal is diarrhea.
Whatever it causes.
What?
Whatever substance causes it.
Right. Hana filei menu mekabel refuah lemenei ezatam. Dehi mekabel refuah belav hachi yaser. So if he has chal shem sakana, it's mutter. If chal shem sakana, it's kavacharim, that's mutter. But if a person has a discomfort, so, and he's mechavim to address the discomfort, that's also. Okay. Kuf memalav. So this issue of being righteous in these things is only a problem if you're shayah behem. Nafka shayah behem, kufamalap, the mukha milsa, the refuah cover, the fact that he's staying in this water, which is a repulsive water, like, why are you doing that? Must be there's some health benefit. Shayah ma'im achurim asruchim, vena oimid sham bishwil hano. The water itself is opaque and it's smelly. So the person is not saying, "Oh, I'm just enjoying the water." Like, people don't stand there just for enjoying the water. It's just, it's a bad place to go for that purpose. But so we're saying no. In a case where you don't stay there long, but he's not, if he doesn't stay, I'm sorry, if he doesn't stay there long, it's more. It looks like he's being maker. So, person trying to wash himself, he doesn't want to do it in dirty water, and this water is dirty, it's opaque water, so there's no other water available, and still we say that he's not doing it for washing, he's doing it for cooling himself. Even though he has illnesses that are actually benefiting from this water, so it's still mutter. Yeah. Let's hold this.